It's time now for your evening farm report here on KLGR. Let's first take a look at the Board of Trade. March corn finished the day a half point high at 365 and three quarters. December new crop was a quarter cent higher at 395 even. Soybeans for March were 4¾ cents higher at 987 and three quarters. November was up four at 1004 and a half. Soybean meal for March was up $6.30 at 341.70. The May soybean meal was up $6 at 345.10 a ton. Soybean oil for March, 35 cents lower at 32.21. May down 34 cents at 32.40. Chicago wheat for March, 4¼ cents lower at 456 and a quarter. New crop down 3¾ cents at 482 and a half. Minneapolis wheat for March, 0.75 cents higher at 613 even. The new crop traded even at 633 even. Kansas wheat for March, 6½ cents lower at 474 and a half. July new crop, 5¼ cents lower, 506 and a quarter. Oats for March, 3¾ cents lower at 269 and a half. July down 2 cents at 266 and a half. Taking a look at the Merck Live Cattle for February, closed 17 cents higher at 125.77. April futures down 25 cents at 123.72. June down 20 cents at 115.52. Feeder cattle for March, $1.05 lower at 147.25. April down 70 cents at 148.65. Lean hogs for February, 45 cents lower at 73.40. And April futures closed the day up 22 cents at 69.45. Taking a look at some farm news here for you as we put the wraps on your evening farm report. Minnesota has been awarded 7 veterinary shortage areas nominated by the Board of Animal Health in federal fiscal year 2018. These areas have been identified as part of the USDA's Veterinary Medicine Loan Repayment Program, or VMLRP, which reimburses qualified student loan debt in exchange for veterinarians working in rural areas of need. According to the American Veterinary Medical Association, veterinarians graduate with an average debt load of $141,000. This debt makes it increasingly difficult for rural food animal practices to competitively recruit and retain qualified veterinarians. The VMLRP program offers a solution by incentivizing service in designated shortage areas by paying off a portion of the qualified loans. Successfully matching veterinarians with shortage areas benefits everyone in the community, said board veterinarian Dr. Courtney Wheeler, who nominated Minnesota's shortage areas this year. Minnesota producers deserve access to quality and reliable veterinary care, and veterinarians deserve to have the option to live and prosper in rural communities. If selected, veterinarians must commit to at least 3 years in rural practice to receive $25,000 annually in loan repayments. In fiscal year 2017, 3 Minnesota veterinarians received awards. VMLRP is accepting applications through March 16th. That's been a look at your evening farm report here on KLGR. See you back here tomorrow morning.